There are some people who think, who believe the rhetoric that welfare is money which goes to feckless, work-shy people hiding behind their curtains, of course. And there's a very concerted effort by George Osborne and David Cameron to peddle that myth. I remember very well.
And you? What do you believe?
I remember very well in 2008, you remember the tragedy of Shannon Matthews, the girl who was kidnapped by her parents. And there was an article that day, or a few days later, by David Cameron in the Mail on Sunday, which said there are 5 million other families on tax credits. How many more Karen Matthews are there out there? And I looked at that and thought, this is possibly the most depressing and shameful moment of all my time in politics, to see the Prime Minister peddle those myths. I think we can win this argument, because the reality is most Social Security spending goes to pensioners who've worked hard all their lives. Much of tax credits goes to make work pay for getting people into work. And I want to have a society where people with a disability or are out of work get proper support. But if people think it's a blank check, that you don't have to have rights and responsibilities, that the unemployed cannot look for work, that's a problem. So I say a compulsory job guarantee. Of course, there's got to be work tests for people with disabilities, but you can have a fair and just welfare state and an affordable welfare state at the same time. I believe that. I don't think David Cameron and George Osborne do, and that is going to be one of the big political debates at the next general election.
Ed Balls, thank you very much.